and Area C is fully controlled by the Israeli. So the Israeli doesn't allow us to do anything in Area C. So they have a strange law, an old Ottoman law, as they say. If the land is for 3 years empty, they will confiscate it and they will consider it as a state land.
So if the area isn't being farmed over the course of 3 years or being used, the Israeli government considers it empty and then can be seized.
Yes, as a state land, they will consider it. If it was in Area C, that's why we do our project in Area C.
So areas A, B and C, are they all in the West Bank?
Yes, only in the West Bank. Only. This division only in the West Bank. There is no Area A and B and C in Israel. So only on the West Bank there is Area A and B and C. To recognize the areas, around or surrounded the settlements is Area C. And any main road for the Israeli is Area C too. So Betumar lies in the middle between two cities, Bethlehem and Hebron, and it's surrounded by six settlements and the main road for settlers from Jerusalem to Hebron. We called it Road 60. So mostly Betumar lands in Area C.
Well, let's focus on Area C. You said that if that is not being used, if land there isn't being used for 3 years, the Israeli government says it's not being used, we're going to seize that. What is the life like for people in Area C? And is it mostly an agricultural economy there?
Yeah, it's our houses, we cannot build our houses in Area C because we get lots of demolition orders. So some people, they have houses in Area C, but most of the people, their houses are in Area B, where they cannot get a warning and demolition warning and destroy. Because after being collecting money and building a house, it's very difficult for people for their house to be just destroyed just like that. Because we are not a very rich people. So we build in Area B in a way vertical, not horizontal. Because we don't have lots of lands. So we built in Area B in a shape of vertical. But most of Area C is agriculture project and trees, planting, and things. We try to occupy the land there and make it busy so it will not be empty, and then the soldiers will use an excuse to confiscate more land.
So despite that though, are you seeing seizures and occupation of the land despite your efforts to have agriculture happening there?
Yeah, our effort actually helping in sometimes, but when the Israel government, they decide to take land, whether it's farmed or not, they will take it.
Water is essential to any life force, but particularly for agriculture. And I know on Tuesday, you're going to speak about water and agricultural justice at the Isle of School in Denver. What is the reality about access to water for irrigation, but also water, potable water, for the people living in the West Bank?
Beit Umar town used to be an agricultural town, used to be, but not anymore because of the water issue nowadays. We have a water issue for the houses. The water runs only once every 2 weeks, and we have tanks in above each houses to keep the water. So for the domestic use, we can keep the water for 2 weeks. Sometimes it enough, sometimes it isn't. And for the planet, we don't have enough water to use. The Israeli, we sometimes make and build wells to reserve water for plants. But the Israeli, most of the time, they prevent us to dig inside the ground more than 2 meters. If you want to reach the groundwater, you must dig inside the ground 60 meters at least to get the groundwater. But the Israeli soldiers forbid us to be more than 2 meters high. So, and after we finish from the well, they will come and they will destroy it without any notice. Sometimes they give us a demolition orders for the wells, and most of the time they will just come and they will demolish. So if the well was built by international support, it will be better.
What you're saying is if there's an international group that will help in building the wells, that gives a little bit more security, that the Israelis are more loath maybe or more resistant to destroying those wells. But if it's just an Palestinian farmer, the chance of their well being demolished is much greater.
Yes, this is. So that's why we, every time when we go to Area C, we try to get international presence with us. Sometimes we succeed, but sometimes we go alone as Palestinian. But when we go as Palestinian, demolitions will happen.
What would you like people to know about what life is like for Palestinians?
Actually, the people want to know about the killing in Gaza. It's a result from living under the occupation. Because the people cannot imagine how to live daily under occupation. A little example, we have a village, it's called, or a city, it's called Hebron. It's only 20 minutes far from us. But sometimes the Israeli will close the main gate of Hebron, and it will take us up to 3 hours to go to Hebron. So, despite all of this, we consider ourselves lucky. Because there's villages, their main gate is closed from 2002. We got our main gate closed for every day, maybe for a couple of hours. So, even it's not a living, but at least we consider ourselves lucky for having this.
One of the reasons that you are here is because of solidarity movements that have emerged and have been here actually for many years in the local area. Rob Prince, you're part of the efforts to have folks like Ahmed come over. Not just Ahmed, we've had many other people visiting. Tell us a little bit about what's happening locally.
All right. The model for what we're trying to do in Denver actually is a number of efforts here in Boulder. They're people-to-people efforts. One is the Boulder Nicaragua Project, and more recently, the Boulder Nobles Project. So what we're trying to do, and it's mostly a Denver effort, is to put together an effort that focuses on the situation in Beit Dumar, where it's a new group, and our challenge now is to come up with a practical project that we can help with. So whether it's water, which there's a good chance it will be, or helping the youth group or the women's group, and that's going to be decided in this next period. But the point here is to develop a long-term people-to-people connection with the place, and that connection will, we believe, and there's plenty of evidence. The consequences of that, both on a human and a political level, we think will be enduring. Well, that's the essence of it. Look, the bottom line is this: what the occupation is about, the Israeli occupation of the West Bank and Gaza, is to make life unlivable for Palestinian people, so much so that either they leave or that their civil society is collapsing. What Ahmed and his group are doing is to try to keep civil society alive, and we're going to do what we can to help that effort.